Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much to the delegation of Japan. Before giving the floor to the experts to give their contribution that will help our understanding of this article, as well as to answer some of the questions that have been raised in the room, I'd like to just raise something with you and also refer to something, because concerns in the past regarding this article related to two terms that we found in previous versions of the text that referred to sovereignty and control of natural resources by Indigenous people within their own communities, within their lands. And these references were controversial in the past. Many countries expressed concern. So both of those aspects have been deleted, control and sovereignty. Now, what we see is in this text is that peasants can have access to natural resources in their lands, their territories, with a view to having a dignified level of living, appropriate living conditions. So that's really where we are and where we have come from. Now, secondly, I just want to share a thought with you, and that's the issue of sustainable development. Now, I think we've all heard some interest in sustainable development, and I'd like to invite all of you to consider a few amendments vis-a-vis sustainable development, because I personally think it is very relevant. However, we need to work on the language. That being said, I'll give the floor to the experts. We'll begin with Ana Maria so that she can